are mighty.
You are mighty.
You are worthy.
You are worthy.
Worthy of praise.
Worthy of praise.
I will follow.
I will follow.
I will listen. I will listen. I will love you.
I will love you.
All of my days.
All of my days.
And I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy. And I will love and adore him. I will bow down before him. And I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy. And I will love and adore him. And I will bow down before him. You're my Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for you. You are holy.
You are holy.
You are mighty.
You are mighty.
You are worthy.
You are worthy.
Worthy of praise.
Worthy of praise.
I will follow.
I will follow.
I will listen.
I will listen.
I will love you.
I will love you.
All of my days.
All of my days.
I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy. And I will love and adore him. And I will bow down before him. And I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy. And I will love and adore him. And I will bow down before him. You're my Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for you. You're my Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for you.
Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning, church. Thanks for braving the cold and coming out today. Announcements for Sunday, January 19th. If you'd like to give today, there is an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery, infant to 3 years old, and ARC Sunday School, aged 4 to grade 5, will be dismissed after the singing time. There is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center for teachers. Many of our home groups have started and are listed on the church webpage. One group that is starting this week on Wednesday is the Book of Romans. Our next group event, youth group event, will be on Saturday in February, and we will give you the details as we have them. Our Soup and Pie Sunday will be February 2nd again at the church, and the annual meeting will follow. There is a sign-up sheet for Soup and Pie at the Welcome Center for what you're bringing. On the last Sunday night of the month, January 26th, we have a prayer and music team that starts at 7 p.m. If you'd like prayer today, there will be people in the back corner to pray with you. Thank you.
We're going to continue our worship service here this morning with some more singing. So if you're comfortable, please stand. If not, that's not a problem. God looks at the heart.
Water, come and thirst no more.
save us. Whoever believes in you will live forever. The power of hell forever defeated. Now it is well. I'm walking in freedom, for God so loved, God so loved the world. Praise God, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, praise Him, for the wonders of His love. Praise God, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, praise Him, for the wonders of His love. For God so loved the world that He gave us His one and only Son to save. For God so loved the world that He gave us His one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in Him will live forever. The power of hell forever defeated. Now it is well. I'm walking in freedom, for God so loved, God so loved the world. Bring all your failures, bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting, God so loved the world.
Rise, let us.
Sit down. Kids, you're free to go. And everybody else, go say hi to someone you haven't talked to this morning.
command you to. Good morning. If you see that I have my arms folded, I'm trying to get circulation back into my hands. Has anybody noticed it's cold? So let me say this. We're here anyway. And the wonderful thing about being here is that God often wants to do things in us, through us, around us. And so even as we're going to do our prayer time, but even as we walk through it, there are going to be points where there's silence. And there's very few times in our week that we get space or can create space for silence. And so sometimes in this, we can just sense God's peace. Sometimes he wants to speak to us. So as we walk through the prayer time this morning, I just encourage you to engage for whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do in you, through you, speak to you in this time. This morning, we're going to use 1 Peter to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, in 1 Peter 2, 4, and 5, come to Christ, who's the living cornerstone, God's temple. He was rejected by the people, but he's precious to God who chose him. And now God is building you as living stones into a spiritual temple. What's more, you are God's holy priests who offer the spiritual sacrifices that please him because of Jesus Christ. Let us come before Christ as his holy people and bring our praise and adoration before him as our spiritual sacrifice this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done in our lives, for the things you're doing right now, and how you'll walk us into tomorrow. Confession, 1 Peter 1, 13 to 15. So think clearly and exercise self-control. Obey God because you're his children. Don't slip back into your old ways of doing evil, but now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you to be his children is holy. As children of God, we want to imitate our Father. We desire to be holy just as he is holy. In confession now, bring our many failures before God, who will cast them as far as the east is from the west. He longs to cleanse us and clothe us with the holiness of Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for the forgiveness of sins. Thanksgiving, chapter 4, verse 10. In his kindness, God called you to his eternal glory by means of Jesus Christ. After you've suffered a little while, he'll restore you, support and strengthen you, and he'll place you on a firm foundation. All power is his forever and ever. Amen. These verses remind us that God is always our helper and sustainer, even amidst suffering and difficulty. Let us be thankful for the ways he's already restored, supported, and strengthened us. Thank you for our daily bread. Thank you for warm houses. Supplication, chapter 4, verse 6. So humble yourself under the mighty power of God, and in his good time he will honor you. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about what's happening to you. We can be confident of his concern for all of our lives. He is ever present with us. Let us bring our burdens and requests before him now. We pray for Judith and Danny, for Judy Ann, for Diane's healing, for Vicky, for Michael and Tavia and their family, Miranda and Brett, Kaylin, Chris, Remy, for Jerry and Gloria, for Lou and Harold healing, for Brad and Terry Lynn and their family, Shannon and Cam, Matthew and Trina, Carter and Janelia, for Carmen and Dwayne. Places around the world, Israel, Gaza, Iran, Pakistan, Fiji, Denmark, Ecuador. For Canada and the United States, God, we pray for healing in our land and peace. And then all the unspoken requests. We come to you, our good and great God, like knows us like no other. We pray that you would come and be the lifter of our heads, that you would fill us again with your Holy Spirit, that you would encourage our hearts for what is coming next, because we don't go alone. You walk with us. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
This morning's reading comes from Romans 13, 1-10. Everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So anyone who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. For the authorities do not strike fear in people who are doing right, but in those who are doing wrong. Would you like to live without fear of authorities? Do what is right, and they will honor you. The authorities are God's servants, sent for your good. But if you're doing wrong, of course you should be afraid, for they have the power to punish you. They are God's servants, sent for the very purpose of punishing those who do what is wrong. So you must submit to them, not only to avoid punishment, but also to keep a clear conscience. Pay your taxes, too, for these reasons. For government workers need to be paid. They are serving God in what they do. Give to everyone what you owe them. Pay your taxes and government fees to those who collect them, and give respect and honor to those who are in authority. Owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another. If you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of God's law. For the commandments say, you must not commit adultery, you must not murder, you must not steal, you must not covet. These and other such commandments are summed up in this one commandment: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to others, so love fulfills the requirements of God's law.
Let's continue worshiping the Lord. If you are comfortable, please stand.
This is my desire. Every moment I'm awake, This is my desire, to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. All I have within me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live my soul. I live for you alone, every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me.
Amen. You may be seated.